This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Parshas Toldei. So tonight, three ideas that I'd like to share with you. The first one is an idea which I saw in the Leiv Shalom from Rav Shalom Shvadron, a very beautiful idea. The Parsha begins with Yaakov Avinu cooking lentils. Why is he cooking lentils? Because Avram Avinu has just passed away. So just to set the scene, a bit of context, Yitzchok lived to 180. Avram Avinu died 5 years short of that. So Rashi brings, because he shouldn't see his grandson Esau go off the path. Yitzchok was 60 years old at the time. We'll put it this way, Avram was 100 years old when he became a father. Yitzchok, the Pasuk says in this week's parasha, he got married at 40 and then he became a father at 60. Yaakov and Esau were born when Yitzchok was 60. That means at that point, Avram was 160. And then if he died at 175, this parasha, he's cooking lentils as a Suras Havara for the Shiva of Avram Avinu, the Yaakov and Esau were both 15 years old. Now, he comes back from the field. Chazal tell us he was up to all no good. He was up to the three Averis Chamuras, the Gilei Raish, Fichastom, and Averis Zorah. And he comes home and the Pasuk says, Vayome Esau ben Yaakov, Haliteni nom in ha'odim ha'odim hazeh. He says, give me some, pour it down me. Haliteni is an expression used for feeding camels. You just pour it down them. Haliteni nom in ha'odim ha'odim hazeh. Pour it down me from this red stuff. Ki oyef onoichim, because I'm exhausted. Alkein koroshnoi edoim. Therefore they called his name Edoim because of the red stew that was cooking. So the Leiv Shalom, Shalom Shvadron, ask three questions. Look at the first question. It's the second box on the page. If you're listening on my online, j.golker@gmail.com. L'chayra kasha, he says. It's difficult. He was cooking lentils. Chazal say, by the way, lentils are round. One of the reasons we have the round foods, two reasons actually. Number one is the cycle of life, that such as, you know, sadly that is the cycle of life. And second of all, lentils en la peh. There's no opening, it's totally round, that sometimes, you know, we have nothing to say. Rachman Islan, you're sitting shiva, there aren't any words. Ein la peh. So he was cooking adoshim. V'hari yodua shekashe mevashlim adoshim nase tzvom yorek. V'lo yedeh. Aren't lentils green? Now, I know there are different types of lentils. I know a dangerous thing to say, yeah, I know. And there's brown lentils, and there's green lentils, and there's red lentils. So I must admit, this is not, of the three questions, this is not the strongest, right? But he seems to suggest that lentils should be green, and therefore, and the pasuk calls them red. So maybe they were red lentils, okay. But he says that surely they're green. That's Madua, Esav Karolozeh, Edoy. Okay, that's question number one. Now, this is a bigger question. Surely Edoim, the color red, refers... What's the issue over here? What's the Pasuk trying to convey? He's trying to convey that Esav is... He's just come from the field to having done three Averis Chamuras, three terrible Averis, and he's very desirous, he's full of taiva, and he says, just, you know, pour it down me. He's greedy, he's impulsive. Why, therefore, call him Edoim, which is just the color of the lentils? Would it not be more accurate to call it something to do with haliteni? Haliteni means just throw it down me. That is a better way of describing the overall picture. The Edom happens to be the color of the lentils. So why not call him some... You know, therefore the Pasuk says, Alkein Koroshma Edom. Why not call him something to do with haliteni, which is the overriding feature over here? Furthermore, if you see the Rashbam, the Rashbam on the Pasuk says in Pasuk Lamed, Min ha'odom ha'odom hazeh, derech odom ha'mama lishol dov mechavere kofel es dvorov. When a person is sort of very impulsive, very, you know, he's in a hurry, he'll repeat his words, like, give it to me, give it to me. He'll say it quickly, quite, twice. V'zeh shahoye oyeh v'rav, since he was famished, he was exhausted, he was hungry, haru ka'ime tenni meheri lecho. What he's saying is, just give it to me quickly. Alkein koroshmei edoim, who admoini v'nisav lechol edoim. He was desirous to eat this red stuff, this red stew. V'bishvil rav sinusu mocha b'charosei. And because of his greediness, he sold his birthright. For the shame bizoyin karalei kein. And this, therefore, is a disparaging term that we call him edoim, shebishvil machol edoim, because of a red bowl of chulant, mocha b'charosei, he sold his whole birthright. So again, the question is, wouldn't the name be better sort of connected to the word Haliteni rather than Edom? That's the focus. Now the third question is perhaps the strongest question. Look at the Loshan. He says, Vayome Esav El Yaakov, Haliteni no min ha'adam ha'adam hazeh. How would you translate the word no? Please. Is that the Esav you know? I mean, all of a sudden, Esav, who is, you know, we're trying to paint him as some sort of barbaric criminal, is using please and thank yous. What a strange time to get polite. And so it's very bizarre. And moreover, if you look further in the pasuk, and later in the perek, it says, two parakim later, when it comes to the actual story with the brachas, that Esav is going out to the field to go and find the animal to hunt and to prepare a food for his father, Yaakov, on the instruction of Rivka, which is through Ruach HaKodesh, says, quickly, you got to dress up as Esav, and I'll prepare the food, and quickly get in there and get the brachas. And when Yaakov goes in, he uses an expression which nearly gives the game away. Take a look in the fourth box on the page. Vayome Yaakov El Aviv, this is Yaakov going in, pretending to be Esav. He says, Anoichi Esav B'chirecho. Says Yaakov, you know, I am Esav your B'chir. Osisi kasha debarto. I did what you said, I prepared the meal. Kum no shva v'achlo mitzede ba'avut v'achini nafshecho. He says, kum no, please get up. Says Vayigash Yaakov Yitzchok Aviv, a few psukim later, Vayome, and Yitzchok famously says, Hakol kol Yaakov aydam yidei Esav, says Rashi, kol Yaakov, what does he mean? You sound like Yaakov. Says Rashi, Shemedabe beloshim tachanunim, kum no. You're speaking in a polite way. Aval Esav beloshim kanturia dibe, yokum avi, he speaks in a rough way, just get up, Dad. So all of a sudden, you know, to use, you know, Haliteni nom in Ha'adam Adam Azeh, it's how strange. He's using being polite in a very scene which is meant to depict him as this sort of barbaric criminal. So Rav Shlomo Shadron says a beautiful pshat. When it says in the pasuk, Haliteni no, no does not mean please. No means raw. Where do we have that? With Korban Pesach in Parshas Bo, for the penultimate page, the penultimate box on the page, the pasuk says, describing the Korban Pesach, Al toichlu mimeno no. Don't eat of it raw. It's got to be roasted properly. No is an expression of raw. Now we can understand what's going on. The pasuk says, Vayom Esav El Yaakov, Haliteini no min ha'adam. I haven't got no time to wait. Just pour it down me now, raw. I'm not waiting for it to be cooked. That's perfect. That's exactly what we're trying to describe. We're trying to describe someone who is ravenous, who is greedy, who is impulsive, who cannot delay his gratification. That's exactly the point. And therefore, Edom, which is the raw state of the lentil, says Rav Shlomo Shvadron, that's the raw state before it turns a different color. It's got the red hue or whatever you want to call it. That is the rawness of it, depicts exactly who he is. And I came across a very interesting psychology experiment. There's an experiment that took place in the 60s in Stanford University in America. They gave four-year-olds, they put them in a room, one by one, and they gave a kid, they put in front of them a marshmallow. And they said, 15 minutes. If you hold back from eating that marshmallow for 15 minutes, you get two marshmallows. And you see they video some of the kids, and never some of these kids, they distract themselves. That one kid just eats it straight away. And you know, and there's some, they walk around the room, some of them pick it up, they smell it, and they put it down again, and they spit it out and they smell it. And one kid went 14 and a half minutes, and then he gave in. He just couldn't take it anymore. But some did. One third of the kids, you know, in the experiment succeeded, and they held off, right? And the other two thirds didn't. Now, the interesting part is that 15 years later, they did stage two of the experiment. And they interviewed the kids. And without exception, all of the kids in that one third who had showed sort of self-discipline when they were 4 years old, each of them were successful. And in as much as they were happy kids, they had good relationships with their parents, with their families, with their teachers, they had got good grades in school, they were, you know, on a positive trajectory. The other two thirds, again, not all, but the majority of them were not. in some form or shape, have not got good grades, didn't have good relationships, whatever it may be, and got into some sort of trouble. You see from here that one of the keys to success is self-discipline and the ability to delay gratification. And if a four-year-old can demonstrate that, then it's a sign that he's onto success in life. The key to successful life is really the ability to show some self-control and the ability to delay gratification. And that really is the opposite of Esau. That's really why we call him Edom, because Edom describes that person who is impulsive, who can't wait, who hasn't got the self-discipline. And therefore, the term Edom, the rawness of the lentils, depicts this very well. Okay, let's press on. The next piece, the number paragraph 2, very, very interesting observation. Yaakov and Esav are born. This goes to the beginning of the parasha. V'achrichein yotza ochiv. After, when Yaakov is born, he comes out. V'yodo echezes ba'akev Esav. And he's sort of holding on to the heel of Esav. V'yikrishma Yaakov, and they call his name Yaakov. Okay, now turn over the page. Top of the next page. V'yetzeh harishna admoini. This is when Esav is born. Kule kaderaseo is very hairy. Vayikru shmo Esav. Now, interesting. When it comes to Yaakov, it says Vayikru shmo Esav. Sorry, Vayikru shmo Yaakov in the singular. And when it comes to Esav, it's Vayikru shmo Esav. And I must be honest, I've never really noticed it before. Rashi deals with it, but I never realized the contrast. On the pasuk with Yaakov, who's Vayikra? Who calls him Esav? Sorry, Yaakov. Yeah, so Vayikra, but it's the singular. So who calls him Yaakov? Says Rashi, Vayikra Shema Yaakov, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he calls him by the name of Yaakov, or Dovache Oviv Korola Yaakov, i.e., Hashem Achizas HaKadosh. It was Yitzchak who actually called him Yaakov. So the Vayikra is either referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or to Yitzchak. Now, so who's Vayikru? When it comes to Esav, who is they? Says Rashi, HaKol Korola Kain, everyone called him that. So I came across a fabulous interpretation of Le Sitre Elyon. It's a lovely sefer I've got. And he quotes many of the Bali Musa. And this one is in the name of Rav Don Segal. Rav Don Segal is one of the great mashkichim of our times. But before we get there, let me just a bit of background. We mentioned a few weeks ago in the shir about names that the name of a person defines the very essence of the person. Yeah, the Shmo Gromo, the Gemara says in Brochus, that the name the person has sort of is almost causes who you are. It's a definition of your very essence. The word neshama, who you really are, the middle letters of the word neshama is shem. Now, to highlight it, someone mentioned it, but we didn't mention it at the time a few weeks ago, but I mentioned it now because I think it's fascinating. Take a look at the Rabbeinu Bachai, which brings this point out. The Pasuk says, this is back in Bereishis, Adam Arishan, he gives names to all the animals. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, this is the second box on page 2, whatever name that Adam called the animals, that's their name. So he called it a pill, an arye, a chamer. That is the name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the font of kol ha-behemes v'chayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed all the animals in front of Adam HaRishon. V'kara lohen shemus, and he called them their names. V'omer lezen lo nikros arye. This one I'm going to call a lion, an arye. V'lezen lo nikros ha-chamer. V'lezen sus, v'chein lechol dov v'davar. Now, this demonstrated the tremendous chachm of Adam Rishon. He was the Yitzir Kapa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seda. Venerally, yeah, look at this. Biur HaMedrash. Ki ha'adam hevin b'chachmosoi v'sichle teva kol behema. Adam Rishon was able to ascertain the very essence of each animal. V'kor l'kol achas v'achas shem me'ein ha'teva v'hamida shehikivu. He was able to get to the very essence of that animal, and therefore the word, the name that he came up with, defines the animal exactly. For example, right? V'ha'isha shetzirfish me'sein ha'kol l'fi tivenu medisein. V'hinei. Let's just go to Jerusalem. V'hikir b'chochmos ha'teva ha'arye. What is an arye? The arye, the lion, is the king of the jungle. He recognized shu gibber gadol o melech shebechayas. It's the king of all the animals. Until the Chazal depicted Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Achre Hashem Yechul Ka'ariya Yishog. like a roaring lion. We medama, you know, it's a moshel. It's used for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hele Shem Aryeh, b'pnei she'osius Aryeh Ruchnis. The name, the letters, Aleph, Yud, Hey, Ruchnis letters, they're spiritual letters. V'hein osius Hashem Yisparach Shemoi. V'chein etzem Hashem Shem Aryeh Mevanyonu. And therefore it depicts this king of the jungle, this sort of majestic type of animal. That's the Aryeh. What about a chamar? So it says, v'chein b'shem ha-chamar. He's a foolish animal. Of all the animals, it's the most foolish. And it just goes after its own desires. Chimer means just blob, physical mass. Because that's what a chimer is. Its job is to carry, and a measure of wheat and barley is called a chomer so'erim, a measure of barley. And therefore, the chomer is connected to its sort of function in life to carry and to schlep. Chomer, and it's a chomer so'erim, and it's chomer, it's just blob, it's physical mass, etc. So you see that was the chochma, the name defines the person. Now, that being the case, take a look at the next paragraph, the Sitcha Elyon. This is in the name of Don Segal. L'cheinu meres ha-toyra, vayikushma esof. With that in mind, I now understand. Because they called his name Esof, hakol korolokein. Everyone who knew him, met him, they all called him Esof. Ki lahagdir es ha-odom ha-poshat yochenim kulam. When you're trying to characterize a simple person, you need a lot of chachma for that. Anybody can do it. Ki kechitziyonosof upanim yosof hein hainu hach. Because the external and the internals are exactly the same. It's not, you don't need a lot of depth to define, to depict a very base individual who's not got much depth, a very sort of superficial person. Esav is oichel v'sheise nenem olim hazeh. He's eating and drinking, he's just enjoying the pleasures of this world. V'lo yoseh, there's not much more to him. So therefore, everyone can call him Esav, everyone can call him Edom, because his nature, his characteristics are quite simple to perceive. But to really chap, to really understand who is Yaakov Avinu, Hagadol v'Hatzadik, the great and the holy tzadik, Shehelem boi rav al hanigla, that there's more hidden than there is revealed. Ein be'efsharos ben enosh laharich k'mo shetzorech. It's very hard to capture that person. V'rak Hakadosh Baruch Hu, therefore only Hakadosh Baruch Hu, oy b'Yitzchak Avinu b'ruach hakodesh yicholim lagdirei. Only they are able to define what the name is. So therefore, when it comes to Esav, it's Vayikru, it's quite easy to label this fellow. Mashen ken Yaakov, it's Vayikra, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Yitzchak who can capture him. And the truth is, there's a lot of depth here. I remember Hartman often says that with tzaddikim, the more you get to know them, the greater they are. Because so much is hidden. And sometimes you see great people, you look at their Talmidim, they're all quite different. Because they're all just different manifestations of a very multifaceted individual. But when you get a simple person, especially a wicked person like Esav, who's very superficial, who's just engaged in Olam Hazeh, so then Vayikru, they can all call him that, easy to label. But a tzaddik like Esav, where there's so much which is hidden, and you can't penetrate the depths of his personality, is Dafka Vayikra. It's a very interesting insight to Rav Don Segal. Okay, let's finish off with a very nice pshat I saw from in the name of Chaim Kanievsky. So the pasuk says that Esav goes out and he prepares this stew, this dish, and he brings the pasuk says Vayas gamhu matamim vayovil aviv. He also brings this dish and he brings it into his father vayomil aviv yokum avi, which we quoted before. Get up, Dad. For Yechel Mitzayid Benoy Bavut for Chani Nafshechon, and you can eat from my food, and you can bless me. Now, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, people came to him and asked him. There is this shmuah, this concept that if children are mechabed their parents, they perform kibud av v'eim properly, there'll be a payback to them, that they will merit to have children who honor them. Are you familiar with this? Have you heard such a concept? Yeah, that if people honor their parents, then somehow it will come back to them. They asked him, is there any makor for it? Is there any source? And he says, yeah, this pasuk. There is a source, it is true, I have heard this, and the source is this pasuk. Now you and I can read this pasuk 100 times. What? Where do you see it in this pasuk? So let's take a look at this bottom box. The only Reb Chaim Kanievsky can do this. Nog leimar she'odam she'mechabed es hayrov. It said that a person who honors his parents, bonov yechabdu esoy. His own children will be mechabed him. Kaloma ze'inyin she'poyel l'shnei akivunim. It works both ways. What you do to your parents, it will come back to you. Shalom es harav Kanievsky zatzal ha'im ze kosov ayramus b'Torah. Is this alluded to anywhere in the Torah? For who hifna isam, the pasuk hanal, he referred them to the above pasuk, she es hamilim vayove la'ovev. We know that Esav is the sort of the paragon of kibud av ve'im. And therefore it says the words vayove la'ovev nitzen likram yamin l'smol v'gam l'mismol yamin. These words, I've highlighted it in the box above, vayove la'ovev, you can read it backwards, forwards, the same way. Amazing. Yeah, you see it? Kaloma shove b'shnei hakivunim. Yizichre bar. Remarkable. So he says, yeah, the allusion to is in this pasuk, because Esav, who is the paragon of kibud av ve'im, he was the one who brought food, matamim, to his father. Vayove la'oviv reads the same both ways, backwards and forwards. So that's an allusion to this concept that a person who honors their parents, then their children will also honor them. Okay, good, Baruch Hashem, this week we finished the parsha shir. So, three ideas. I don't know if he himself married Avodah Zarah, and so I don't know if it was such a value for him. So there we have three ideas. The first idea, there's three questions from Shon Shadron. Why call him red? Lentils are green. Okay. Surely Edom refers to his strong desires. Wouldn't a name connected to Halitani be more appropriate? And then why does he come polite? The Teretz says Nor is not polite. Nor means raw. And it very much captures who he is. Impulsive, not being able to wait, as per the marshmallow experiment. And then what's in a name? Why is it when it comes to Yaakov, Vayikra, and with Esau is Vayikru? So as we discussed, because when you capture the essence of a person with a simple, superficial person like Esau, anyone can do it. But a more sophisticated, deeper, hidden tzaddik like Yaakov, so then it needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Yitzchak through Ruach HaKodesh to be able to name him, which captures his essence. And then this last idea of Chaim Kanievsky, this idea that Vayove La'oviv, it sort of can read both ways to convey the idea when a person honors his parents, they in turn will be honored by their own children. Okay.
Interesting
that
we use Esau as a
in
the same
possible
as a very
upset.
It's
not really. Yeah. It's the physical. That is Esau. It's a whole shit.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.